Got a Veterans Day together, and on the line we have Keith Beaumont of Sun Group. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for being on the Ask the Expert segment, of course, as always. So, what do we have? Are you in? First of all, you had that cold front come through yesterday. How? What'd you think about that?
It's a little brisk out there this morning.
Right.
Certainly a shot of winter for a day at least.
Certainly so. So, hey, what do we have going on in the world of auctions?
Well, yep, I'm going to talk a little bit about that today, some auctions, and then also some of the listings and what's going on in there. Talking about that property last week in the Odishe that was listed just right north of there, 20 acres. That one's done under contract, so that one didn't last long. I didn't figure that it would, so that one is under contract. Also, the property in Sedan I've talked about on here several times, had 250 acres down there with a couple nice ponds on it. That one is set to close today, so that one will be coming off the market as well. Looking at some other listings, the 80 acres in and around Granola area, it's just right outside of Granola, actually kind of in between Moline and Granola, but it's closer to Granola. There's 80 acres, and there's a house on that, a small house, but one that's a real solid house. It's been well taken care of, and it's just a solid old house. I think they did a complete new foundation on that thing. Back maybe in 2012, 14, something like that. But anyways, that one is still available. Got a nice little horse barn on it. It's real nice pasture grass ground. It's got a couple of real nice ponds on it. Again, that one's more pasture than any timber for sure. And it's also got a little arena out there in the front as well. So. That one's still available. If you would need some more information on it, just let me know. Let's see, we got that one in the Odishe, that's still available. It's out there just a couple miles right outside of town, out on 410 Road. And this one is a real nice house, really well maintained, built in 1996. Got a nice huge shop that comes with it, nice 40x80. Shop. It's got electric out there and water, all that. Sets on about 16 acres of ground. Some of that fenced in. I'd say probably maybe around 10 acres or something like that fenced in. They've got a couple horses out there, a nice little animal shelter on it. Has a nice pond on it. So, again, if you're trying to get in around the Odishe, that'd be one to look at for sure. So, now you can find these listings I'm talking about online. You can also find them on our website at sungrouprealestate.com either way and check them out. Or I can send you some more information or answer any questions you might have on them. So, also, I'm going to talk about the auctions. We got some auctions coming up. Tomorrow we're going to have an auction. This is going to be in Neodiche. We're going to start this auction at 10 a.m. And this is the auction location will be 928 West Granby in Neodiche. So that's just kind of on the north side of Neodiche. So some of the things you can expect to see in that one is we've got some trucks, some tractors. There's one older truck that's going to be in it. It's probably like a 50 models truck, flatbed truck. We're going to have some tractors in there. We've got three little tractors that's going to be in it. That one is a Ford. I don't know if that's an 8N or a 9N. It might be either or, but it's a little Ford tractor. And then we're going to have a little bit of farm equipment. There's a three-point disc that's going to be in there. There's a blade for grading roads. Also, there's an older sickle mower. This is an old antique one. This would be one that it's got a seat on it and all that. There's a wood splitter that's going to be in it. It's an electric one. Looks like we got band saws. We've got just a lot of little miscellaneous things also that's going to be in there. There's lots of old tools. We got a couple trailers. There's a 21-foot gooseneck trailer. We've got a 16-foot utility trailer. We also got a little two-wheel trailer that'll be in the auction too. So a lot of lawn mowers. If someone's into that, several different lawn mowers, and then engines, several little pulling engines. There's Bridge and Stratton engines that's going to be in it, and a lot of that different stuff. I think there's anywhere from like 14 horse to 17 horse powered engines. So a lot of lawnmower related stuff, and there's different types of lawnmowers. There's a Kubota, I know, I think a John Deere. I don't know. There's several different ones that we're going to have in there. So there's a lot of antique collectible kind of stuff. And I'm talking about like old Coca-Cola stuff, you know, the tin stuff, also the wooden crates that you carry the old pop bottles in. We're going to have that. There's let's see, there's an old light that right, to say a light cover that would went over a gas pump. It's a real antique piece. It's kind of neat. We're going to have that air in the auction. We got a blacksmithing table, a lot of, again, antique tools, pipe wrenches, saws, things of that nature. Got a few old coins that are going to be there. Again, just a lot of little collectible stuff. We got cast iron stuff. We got a Gold King gold painting kit with everything. I think pretty much everything's there. It's got the little pump and everything. If you're into looking for gold, we got that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even if you're going to be going on vacation or something to out west, yeah, that would be some neat item.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of neat. So, but it looks like it's all there. So. We're going to have that. We have, like I said, a lot of good items that's going to be in that auction. So no buyer's premium on any of that stuff. So whatever you bid on, it's what you're going to pay for it. And, again, that one's going to be in the Odeche. And 928 West Granby Street is where that's at. And that's going to be tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So hopefully we'll see everyone out there. And might be a little brisk in the morning. I don't think the wind's supposed to blow as hard, but maybe I'm wrong. And hopefully not. If the wind ain't blowing, I don't think it'll be too awfully bad. So it'll be a great day. So
yeah, I think it's going to lay down a little bit. Yep. We're going to have it's going to be kind of breezy today, but tomorrow shouldn't be too bad as far as winds go. Look like 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I think, and it'll be a lot better day than what it is today. So. But yeah, so also I'll briefly kind of touch on, we've got another auction that's going to be coming up on the 3rd, and I'll mention it. It's got some real estate in it. excuse me. I think we've got about 18 acres. Now, this is a place that's got a nice little home on it, also got a nice big shop that was used as a hangar. The gentleman had a plane, and there is a landing strip that's out there, and it's a registered one. This is going to be up about around Augusta, and we're going to be selling both the real estate and then the personal property to this auction. We'll sell the real estate around noon, but we'll start on the personal property at 9 o'clock. This is going to be a real big auction. We've got just tons of personal property that comes with this auction. This will be one that we'll probably have to run two rings for, and probably be an all-day auction for sure, I think. So this is for the late Chuck Cortee. If anyone's ever heard of him, he was an auctioneer and a real estate guy for many years. So he's made quite the collection throughout the years. We've got pickups. Flatbed. We've got a nice flatbed Chevy pickup that'll be in there, four-wheel drive. We got a little Ford Ranger. It's four-wheel drive. Alice Chambers tractor with a front-end loader on it and a bucket and everything's there. We've got a McCormick Farm All tractor that'll be in it. We've got a couple gooseneck stock trailers that's going to be there. Let's see, a 24 by 40 metal carport shed. It's like a two-car garage is what it is. We've got a zipper mower, a 2019 Ford Recon four-wheeler, and, I mean, it's like new condition. You can tell it's never really been driven at all. Very little that thing's been driven. So we also got a 57 Bel Air. That car's been completely redone. It's really slick. So, and if you need some pictures or if someone's into those, you know, you can get with me and schedule to come and take a look at it sometime. I've got that up in a shop in Augusta. But certainly if someone's interested in it, just let me know and I can get you in to take a look at it.
Yeah, I bet. So I know probably several of our listeners out there may be interested in that one.
Yeah, it's real nice. I tell you what, I'd be happy to own something like that. It's pretty slick.
No, that is cool.
We're gonna have guns that's gonna be in this auction. Again, there's several different rifles that we're gonna have. There's a nice clay pigeon thrower that'll be in it. It's real nice machine. There's gonna be some shells, shotgun shells. Some good hunting, fishing stuff. I know there's lots of fishing poles. We got a lot of trailers, some two-wheel trailers, big trailers, small trailers, just kind of array of things. There's a Toyota forklift that's going to be involved in there. There's another shed. Another one I know that a lot of people's been looking for. It's been a tough year for hay. We're going to have some round bells that we're selling in there. I think there's approximately right around 20, there might be a little less, like, I don't know if they counted up 18, 19, 20, somewhere in there, but we do got some round bills that we're going to be selling there. Got some bush hogs, chainsaws, tons of chainsaws, there's several different ones of those, several different makes and models, steel chainsaws, I think there's some Husqvarnas, quite a few different chainsaws. So, like I said, there's lots of things, welders, winches, generators, it's just the list goes on. A lot of axes, a lot of people have kind of gotten back into the axe thing. We got tons of those. We got a wall that's just covered full of them. Got some neat, like, old metal toys, and then the bicycle toys we're going to have in there. Some of those are, I think there's one like a John Deere tractor, and there's another one that's like a little Alice Chambers tractor, pedal wheels, you know. So, again, not a lot of antique toys, the old metal toys, we'll have those. There's some aviation stuff. This guy used to fly planes, so he's got some of that stuff. There's some of them big propellers that's hanging from the shop. So there's that. Got some inside stuff. We do got one of those Frigidaire, French door refrigerators that's going to be in it, washer and dryer, a newer set of those. Just a lot of things. We got some saddles, some tack, a lot of just miscellaneous stuff, tools, grinders. I mean, you know, you kind of name it, it's there. I got some of them old hay wagons that we're going to be selling that you'd pull behind your old John Deere baler. We're going to have, I believe there's like four of those that's going to be there. So anyways, there's just there's a lot there to mention, too much to mention on here. We'd never get through it all. But that's going to be a real busy auction. Now, that one's going to be December 3rd, and we're going to start that one at 9 in the morning. So hopefully we'll have some good weather. If not, we'll have to figure out a way to stay warm that day. So you never know what the weather's going to be like in December. So anyways, just looking more at that, you can certainly get on our website. We've got that posted, that auction as well. Both of those are. Get on sungrouprealestate.com and check those out. Also, too, if you're on Facebook, you can get on Facebook. You can go to Keith Belmont, and I believe it's Auction Realty, Sun Group, Inc. You can get on that. Go to there. I put all my listings and all of our auctions on there. And then also it's nice because we get a lot more pictures we can get there than we probably can about anywhere. So if you want to look at a bunch of pictures, Just get on there and check it out, and you can get better feel of what's going to be at either auction. So, again, if you got any questions on any of the items, let me know. If it's something you're interested in and you can't make it there too, still give me a call because we can do a phone bid or you can leave a bid, however you want to do it. All we'd have to do is just get you registered with the girls in the morning. So I can get you to them. They can get you registered. And we can give you a call or carry your bid for you. Either way, it don't matter. I think that we'll have a great auction tomorrow. It'll be an auction, I think, that we'll be done with pretty early. So if you're planning on going to it, show up early because I think we'll go through it pretty quick. And if you got any questions or something or comments, then just give me a call. So and if you're thinking about doing an auction or maybe even listing your real estate or something, just give us a call. We come out, talk to you about it, answer any questions you might have. So best way to get a hold of me is on my cell phone number. It's 316-680-5131. We have an office there in Fredonia, just downtown on the little square down there on the northwest side of that from the courthouse. So, again, my number is 316-680-5131, and hope to see you at the auction tomorrow or one of these upcoming auctions, and we'll see you there.
All right. Well, Keith, it sounds like you got a wide variety of items as always, and we really appreciate you coming on and letting us know about that because you can get some really good deals at auctions, of course, and some very unique items, it sounds like. So appreciate it, and I hope all those auctions upcoming go well.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. Thank you, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you next week.
Absolutely. You stole the words right out of my mouth. So, Keith Beaumont with Sun Group, really appreciate it. You have a wonderful weekend.